This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Our every now and then contributor Justin Rowlett from the BBC has been working on a series about new ways to look at the global economy. He calls it elementary business, as in the chemical elements. That is, today from the top right corner of the periodic table, helium. Justin, good to have you back. How you been?
I'm very well indeed.
Helium. It's the stuff that makes your voice sound different, right?
It makes your voice sound funny if you inhale it. I have to say, it is a little bit dangerous to inhale it. If you inhale too much, you can suffocate yourself. Well, it's an inert gas, so it won't poison you. But what it will do is displace oxygen. And obviously, that's quite important. But it is a fascinating substance. Here's an element that we are slowly but inexorably losing. Because helium is so light that it escapes from the Earth's atmosphere. And yet, at the same time, it's very, very important.
Well, if it's so important and rare and vital, as you say, why are we putting it in kids' party balloons?
Well, to be honest, that is what a lot of chemists are asking. They're saying, here in helium, we've got this kind of unique and really important element, and we are just wasting it literally for fun. One of the amazing qualities of helium is that, as a liquid, it is the coldest substance on Earth. And because it's so cold, it has functions for things like superconducting elements. So every MRI scanner has helium at the heart of it.
Wow.
They can't operate without this incredibly cold material.
Now, we have here something called the U.S. Helium Strategic Reserve, right?
You do still have it, although, there was a fear that the helium reserve might be closed down, that we might suddenly have a helium cliff. There might not be helium available for people who wanted to make things like MRI scanners. And such was the fear from the helium industry that one of the very few bills passed by the US Congress during that recent US government shutdown was a bill to ensure that the helium reserve kept open.
Is it a thing that you mine? Do you go prospecting for it? How do you get it?
Helium occurs alongside natural gas. And historically, down in Texas, you've had natural gas reserves which had quite a high proportion of helium. I'm talking 1, 2, 3%. That's considered quite a high proportion. Huh. Originally, it just used to be pumped off into the atmosphere. And then people thought, hold on, this gas is actually quite useful. Let's collect it.
When you go out on the open market, is it getting cheaper or more expensive? What's going on?
Well, here is the thing. It is rising in price. And interesting, I mean, a lot of chemists would say it's much cheaper than it should be because, as I said at the beginning, this is a finite reserve of this stuff and it is very useful. But it prices have been rising and people are anxious they'll go on rising and they're worried that'll have consequences in terms of how much it will cost to make things like MRI scanners and therefore how much it will cost for us all to be treated for kind of medical conditions like cancer. So there's a big concern around helium at the moment.
Justin Rowlett at the BBC. Justin, we'll talk soon.
We certainly will. Thank you, Kai.